Well, Lorena, here we are. It's Father's Day weekend. And shockingly, there's lots to do this weekend.
Yes, there is. So I'll get started with Raft the Rio. They moved this to Father's Day weekend. Kiwanis is now in charge of it. They're going to be, which is great because they resurrected this event that initially kind of went by the wayside. But it's something that a lot of people do. It's a tradition. A lot of people enjoy it. So it's at Liodona Park. It kicks off at 10 a.m. You got to be there a little early if you're going to be participating in the event. So it's free to actually just attend and go watch. But why do that? So $30 for a team of two or more. You want to head out there. If you want to just kind of celebrate with the rafters once they get finished with their little
journey.
Where
does it end?
It ends at Mesilla Valley Bosque Park. Okay. So that's not too long of a raft down the Rio Grande. But it's a beautiful park if you've never been there. And they're going to have a nice celebration. They're going to be awarding the prizes in different categories for the rafters. And they're going to have food and stuff like that. So you can go and enjoy that if you aren't going to be participating. But it is a free event otherwise. And it's something that I think a lot of people should at least try just once.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's move on to keeping cool because there's an event up in Cloudcroft, the Badass Mountain Music Fest.
Yeah, this is something they've had. I think this is their eighth year, if I'm correct, and they do it in Cloudcroft every year. This is a really nice event. It is a music festival. It is kid-friendly. Pretty much they ask you to go and stay the weekend and enjoy some really great live music. They also have vendors. They have foods. They have activities for kids. So this is something that you can take the whole family to. And you camp out at the location. You get up early. I know on Saturday they're having yoga in the morning, and that's how you're going to kick off your Saturday.
Wow.
But the live music starts on Friday from 6 to 1 a.m., and then you get some rest. You start back up on Saturday with some yoga, some live music, some great activities, and then you head on out on Sunday. So this is something that I think a lot of people will enjoy. Tickets are $30 online, $40 at the gate, and kids 12 and younger are free.
Okay, now this next event is something I have hinted to my wife and my kids, but they somehow need more than a hint. So if they're listening, here is something I'm interested in. Treat Dad to a whiskey and beer dinner for Father's Day. This looks huge.
Yeah, they have these specialty dinners around Las Cruces, so keep your eye out for them. We do try to let you guys know about them. This is specific, of course, for Father's Day. NMSU, it's at the third floor bistro, so if you've never been there, it's pretty much the football stadium. They have a really nice restaurant at the Danny Villanueva Victory Club. So $65 per person, and you want to make your reservations. You want to call and keep your spot because this is a like full-on dinner.
Five courses.
Yes, five courses, 6 p.m. on Saturday, so you can celebrate early Father's Day. Five courses, you're going to get these starters are going to be paired with some beer and some whiskey and some bourbon, and that's pretty much what you're going to be getting through the whole five courses. So they have stuff like grilled buffalo chicken wings, and then you have things like Guinness battered onion rings, and all of these, like I said, are going to be paired with some really great drinks and a really great dessert that sounds kind of delicious.
Fireball apple pie with rumchata chantilly cream.
And then paired with like a horchata kind of fireball whiskey pairing.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but it sounds really great.
Okay, so that's happening on Saturday, right?
Yeah, so if you got some money to treat Dad and have a really great time at this dinner, then I highly recommend it.
Okay. Talk to me about Taste for Your Impulse.
Walkin' World. That's nearby.
Yeah, it's nearby. Yeah, it's been around for a while.
It has been around for a while. And what I find interesting about it is they have a lot of Chinese food, and they also have a bunch of Italian food. So
Italian? Really?
Yeah, so it's a great compromise if you're interested in, you know, one person wants one thing and the other person wants another. They have really great Chinese food there and pretty reasonable prices for what you get. And they also have daily specials that range in price from about $6 to $9, and just depending on the amount of food that you want. So our rider got spicy garlic butter shrimp. Her fiance, I think, got one of the daily specials where you get like two main courses and then you get some rice or some lo mein in between, which isn't too bad, and you get drinks and stuff like that. So I mean, it's a really interesting place. I've never been. I've always wanted to go, though. And I do know they deliver as well.
Walk and World.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lorena, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.